The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
Hello, this is Ricky Elliott. I work under the umbrella of Primerica. And what we do is we teach families to earn more income, become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. My contact information is 619-867-1053.
Welcome to another episode of the Burrito Radio Show. This is your host, 2B1 Energy, out here in Columbus, Ohio. And yes, y'all, we're here with the legendary couple, I would say, holding it down for years and years and years on the pedicab. We got Go Hard, Go Fast from the Pedicab Hearsay book right here, live and direct, cooking his infamous steak specialty. What do you call this again?
I'm just using clarified butter and trying to make it like a Lucerne steakhouse.
That's your favorite one, right?
One of my favorite ones.
So how do you do the butter, though? Please explain.
Well, the butter, I'm trying to heat it up, melt it, and then take off the top layer, which is all the fats and everything. And once that layer is gone, then I got to take the rest of it off because there'll be a layer of water underneath that. And the reason why we want to use clarified butter is because clarified butter we can have go up to 482 degrees before we have it burn or anything. So, and that's how hot we're going to be cooking our steak today. So
nice. And we got, his lady of his life, his woman.
The lady of his life, that's right.
Please introduce yourself to my audience.
I'm Kristen, and we've been life partners now for 10 months, 10 years?
No, they got some siblings, they got some chillins over here, they got a couple chillins. They definitely got the family life. I feel like I stepped into the true American family, couple of kids, a few dogs, got a bunch of mosquitoes outside.
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio, straight up.
I've already been bit three times, had a couple spiders go up my sleeve and all that stuff.
So. Oh, God.
No, but I tell you what, right now I'm standing next to one of the most awesome pedicab operators, in my opinion, in the history. He's in a legendary status. This man once took a person up Mount Soledad on a pedicab. And still, this feat has yet to be copied. Can you please verify this story, please?
Well, nowadays everybody has motors, so they don't go down the street 10 feet without their motor working, so there's no comparison.
Hey, when did you start pedicabbing?
When did that? A long time ago.
Like, 2000?
It's been a while.
And so you've done pretty much everywhere. You've been going hard, going fast. Pretty much all around the country, correct?
Yeah, I've slowed down a little bit over the years.
But you know why, though? He's the only person that smoked like 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes while he was peddling.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And now I quit.
And he quit. I just quit this last year.
Hey, congratulations on quitting.
That was the blessing of COVID in disguise.
Yep. So then I found out that COVID's actually... Smoking is actually, lessen your chances of severity with COVID because nicotine itself is an anti-inflammatory. Whether that has been proven differently yet, I do not know.
I mean, where'd you get this information from?
On the internet. PubMed. I think I read it on PubMed somewhere, someone's publication.
I don't want to know if it was some book that you read or.
Yeah, you can just go to Google.
No, he started reading the articles probably in April because I think he really wanted to start smoking again, so he was like. He first stopped smoking because he thought it would be better for him and his chances of surviving COVID. But then, that's our dog. And then he was looking for stuff that he really wanted to quit smoking again. But he got him,
mean, so here we go. Go nicotine. Ahead. Let me read this off of Google right here. So it said, nicotine is an antagonist at NACHRS, which causes it to interfere with immune responses in a receptor-mediated manner. Nicotine is being considered as an anti-inflammatory agent for the treatment of some diseases such as AD, PD, and Crohn's disease.
So it really is a entertainment device.
What is it? No, what do you mean, anti-inflammatory?
Well, that too, I'm just saying, like, you know, you said AD, right? You said attention deficit disorder.
No, the AD is Alzheimer's disease. Attention deficit's ADD.
Alzheimer's, talking about
attention deficit hyperactivity.
Nicotine is good for people.
Alzheimer's disease, actually. And I actually read in a lot of psychiatric journals as well, I believe, that nicotine is good for people with schizophrenia. And other, you know, they don't want to tell their patients this, but nicotine itself does help with schizophrenia. So maybe we can learn more about that in the upcoming years, you know, I mean, as our advances in neurology.
But how do you feel not smoking? How do you feel?
I've gained some weight. I feel all right. You know, I mean, the first month or so was very difficult, and after that, now, as far as my cognitive function, I think it's gotten better over time here. You know what I mean? Because it takes a little while for your body to homeostasis to go back, you know what I mean, as far as those receptors are concerned. You know, it's all epigenetics, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
When I quit smoking, I just went cold turkey. Yeah. And by going cold turkey, for me, it was like a challenge, but after a little while, you have to focus your mind and let your mind know that it's more powerful than they give it credit for.
You know, I think it's all the acetylcholine receptors, you know what I mean? You know, because you'll first feel almost a declining cognitive function, and it's your body's way, you know, you have too many of these acetylcholine receptors which are activated by nicotine, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, it takes a little while for that biology to go back to normal.
Hey, we're here with Go Hard, Go Fast out here in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to take a short break, with some messages from the sponsors that help the Burrito Radio Show. The Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande, for entertainment purposes only.
Two B1 has a game called None is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
You are listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
It's going to be real difficult. Yes, we're back with the Burrito Radio Show out here in Columbus, Ohio. The weather's pretty nice today, don't you think?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's the start of fall.
Yeah, well, here, it's still summertime. It's still summer.
It is, technically, yeah.
Yeah, it's still summer.
Until the autumn gets on, probably.
Yeah. Summertime. It's late summertime, but at the same time, it's still summer. Okay, so the pedicab. Come on now. This pedicab here say the book is all mostly hearsay. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But tell us a story, that a unique story that happened to you on a pedicab. Doesn't matter if it happened from when I did or just, you know, from recent.
I don't know. I'm busy cooking right now.
Oh, you got one. I know you got
one.
I
don't know.
You got
one. You gotta remind him of one. You know, you've heard like 20. Well. Tell him about that one you kept talking about recently where that guy, like, that clown, was it the clown? And he, like, tricked you and he told you to, like, he'd pay you to, like, to go down, $100 to go down.
That was on Laurel Street in San Diego. That was a long time ago. That was like Christmas at the Prado, like when I first started pedicabbing. Long time ago. This guy dressed in a clown costume, you know, and he was a clown, obviously, for the Christmas wedding, the Christmas on the Prado thing. And he's like, I'm just going right down here. I'm going right down here. So I was at the top of Laurel Street. You know where Balboa Park is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know Laurel Street at the time. That was a big hill because it was my first time out there. So I brought this guy, this clown, down to the bottom of Laurel Street, and he handed me $100. And I thought it was great until I had to pedal back up that hill. I'm like, this guy fucking got me. Fucking clown, you know what I mean? You know, anybody who's been up Laurel Street knows it's no joke. You know what I mean?
Okay, well let me ask you this: who are some of the hardcore riders that you respect out there over the career? Like for example, one for me would be Matt Wintering. Matt Wintering was a hardcore rider. That dude just.
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
You remember Matt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one hardcore. Like he was like this professional cyclist that became a pedicab operator. Just ate all healthy, just super healthy. And just like super strong.
Well, I'm the opposite of that. I put all the bad stuff in my body and just keep riding. And hope for the best. You know?
Yeah,
that's why it's magic.
But that's why you you go hard, go fast. That's why they call you
go hard, go fast.
That's why you go hard. But as far as like some other riders, how about some other operators? You want to get props out there too? That's pretty like you know.
To be one.
Hey, Rises, what made me so bad?
I don't know. Let me think about it. But, there's so many riders on there.
I know, bro.
Everybody knew you, you know? So you're all about the energy.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not that famous in a pedicab. But this man right here. Red Baron. Props to the Red Baron.
Johnny Five.
Johnny Five.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Five,
definitely. I got some stories on Johnny Five for sure.
I'm sure
you
probably
already did.
Rickshaw.
Rickshaw.
Props to the Rickshaw out there.
Got some characters. Midas has always been
Midas. You know, Midas stole one of my lines. I used to say, I would say something about, I don't know why you're Russian. We're not Russian. It would be like something like that. Like,
we're not Russian.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, man, you're not Russian. Like, you know, why are you in a hurry for? You know, so you get in a bike. So he said, we're not Russian, folks. We're not Russian.
We're not Russian. Especially out there. It's all Russian.
Yeah, there's a lot of Russians out there.
Yeah. But no, you got to give props to Leo, one of the Russians out there.
Yeah, he's Leo, you know what I mean? Check out his new album, you know what I mean? It's some really good stuff.
I just heard. You just told me about the metal thing.
I'm going to send you the link on it later.
All right, I might put it up on my
site. You know, came to this country... Play some good Metallica and stuff, but he's got his own stuff right now, and it is banging.
Man, I'm interested in hearing it now that I heard about it. You know what I'm saying? What about who's another one that we can give some props to?
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean, what? Mr. Clean's gonna get some props.
He's gonna get some props.
Why would Mr. Clean get some props? Because it's dedication.
He's Mr. Clean. Like, I don't know. That's old school, right? You know what I mean? Old school.
What about back in the Bike Man days?
Back in the Bike Man. Piggy.
Piggy. I don't think I met Piggy.
Kevin Bray, all the Bike Man guys.
Oh, Kevin Bray.
Kevin Bray, let's give Dave Gunn some props. Everyone will support that, right?
what about, I give props to would be Drew.
Drew came from Alex.
Yeah.
And all the alley cabs.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So how about different areas compared to San Diego? Which one's like one of the hardest ones to pedal as far as pedicabs?
Well, we don't pedal no more. We use motors. So
back in the day.
There's a few spots you can still pedal, like Minnesota, Minneapolis. That's pedaling, but it's pretty flat. You know what I mean? Let's see, San Diego. It's got the Fifth Avenue's a slight hill. You have to pedal out there still, I hear, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We keep it on the real out there in the West Coast.
Well, that's because you have to keep it on the real. It's up to you guys. It wouldn't be real at all.
What about Houston? Houston's hard?
Houston's easy compared
it's
to
flat.
San Diego.
Houston's flat.
It's flat. And the local, there's the convention crowd. There's lots of people traveling for business. Or there was. And then it's flat. And then the locals still ride. But it was like all tips could charge. That was back in the day.
What about Florida?
I hate Florida.
Downtown Orlando, you have to pedal now. You know what I mean? By High Drive, I think you're supposed to pedal now too in that area.
You gotta give Larry and Mike props, right? Shout out to the Florida crew. They've been all over the place. What about Wes Wagner? That guy's been all over too.
Yep.
That guy's OG. He's like real quiet though, you know what I mean? He's like stealth, like, so nobody knows where he goes.
As far as like some of the regulars that are on the road at the fairs, they're pretty hardcore about the fairs, right?
Well, it's mostly festivals. I wouldn't say fairs.
No one's more hardcore than Matt at the fair.
I don't know about that. I'm getting old. Can't go hard and go fast forever. And it's not Matt. It's go fast. You got this all wrong. I don't know who that is.
Hey, what about Denbone? You got your props to Denbone out there. Denbone's pedicab, I don't know how many Super Bowls, how many states.
I don't know how
that is. I mean, like, you know. You got your props. Anyway, we're going to take a short break out here in Columbus, Ohio. They're over here making,
getting
this little piece going. It's not really.
Oh my God, these potatoes, I think I overcooked them.
No, you can't overcook anything, man. You can't overcook potatoes. What's wrong
with
you?
He's not the best cook ever. I lost track
of time here, and they're not even boiling, so I might have fucked these up. Hold on.
Oh, it's all right. It's looking good. What are you talking about? Nothing's burning. Don't believe the hype, y'all. They're being very humble. They got everything going on. They got a little small feast over here. We're celebrating in Columbus, Ohio with the Burrito Radio Show in town.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Carol Wilson. I'm the owner of Fitness 360, a fitness boutique studio in Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Okay, we're back in Columbus, Ohio. Definitely, it's a nice day out, nice and cool, nice and green. We're here with Go Hard, Go Fast, and this beautiful woman, Kristen. They're advancing on what I call the feast of the Midwest. This is the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tight. Okay, so before we went on audio, we were talking about this COVID thing. Now I'm on the side of, I feel like it's more of a, not necessarily a hoax, but it's not contagious. People are getting sick, but they're just misdiagnosing us. But I know Go Hard, Go Fast over here has some information on that to debate what I'm saying, correct?
No, man, I think it's a real disease, you know what I mean? I don't have the actual information on my hand. There's only medical documentation published, whether it's true or not. I don't know, I haven't gone to their labs and inspected their data or anything like that at this point.
Manipulated, like there's an agenda. Not that it's not a real disease, but it's like it's being used to push an agenda. Like it's being used for
politicized, you're saying?
Even more than that.
I really feel like it's being political. Isn't we're in a political year? It's the year of the elections. It's the year of being taken sides.
Alright, watch out guys, we're gonna have a little smoke here.
Smoking it up? That's in the hot butter, right? Hot butter, right?
Yeah,
that's
hot butter.
Going to do some steak and some hot butter. Go hard, go fast. So do you feel like it's contagious, yes or no?
Yeah, I think it's contagious.
And what makes it contagious to you?
I think any disease can be contagious.
I mean, we're not talking about any contagion. I know this disease is contagious. We're talking about something that is what I call unprecedented. Unprecedented disease being in the air.
Airborne?
Yeah.
I don't think it seems bad. It's like Ebola or something, you know what I mean? Or maybe it is actually, you know what I mean? I don't know, you know what I mean? They're saying it's in droplets.
Yeah, that's the reason why we're wearing a mask. That's the reason why we're covering up our little face things, because they're saying it's airborne.
Well, I think they're saying now it's more like in droplets.
It's more in droplets, I think, than airborne.
But who knows?
Well,
I feel like it is contagious, but it's just like any disease. Like your immune system is capable of fighting something off. Our immune system is made to keep us healthy. And there's things that can affect our immune system's ability to function well, or they may get to a point where there's, a viral load that it can't cope with. And so it's kind of like the point to which we have to, you know, social distancing and like wearing masks are precautions. It's meant to reduce lessen the possibility of spreading. But is it necessary? You know what I mean? Like, if we all kept our systems healthy and our immune system strong, like...
But did you know that according to the Harvard study, that the droplets can actually... The infected droplets... Okay, very key word. Infected droplets can travel up to 26 feet and actually haze in the air while people suck in this. That's the theory. Did you know that?
Do you agree with it or don't agree with it?
I don't agree with it at all because they just used a computer module. That was it. They didn't do anything else. They just used a computer module to take a guess. And in 2015, they came up with this. Not even like just like you recently. 2015.
Gotcha.
And more people started saying, oh yeah, the infected droplets, oh yeah. And sure enough, we're talking about a Harvard study by two highly prestigious people that came out and everybody's been writing on this
report.
Studying
other coronaviruses?
No, they were studying infected droplets that can travel through rain, sleet, snow, wind, whatever, super heat, whatever. They can travel through this for 26 feet.
Right, of course, and this is not like 20, like for 26 feet,
right?
This is the super virus.
So
why is this Ashley eat one of my ice?
They're all of ours, they're not Ashley's.
Okay.
Well, why did she eat one?
Because I said she could.
I told you not to say she said she could because you guys ate the other one.
Welcome to Ohio, 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 Ohio.
I'm sorry.
Can you put the ice cream in the freezer in the basement for she won't find them?
We'll talk about it. How about I just put the ice cream outside?
But here's my theory, okay?
And he's running outside with his iPad. He's running around with his iPad outside.
Oh, well.
That's okay, and that's my whole point right there. What you just brought up, the iPad
itself—the
iPad itself is made up of so many different instruments and key elements, no different than the cell phone that we're using to record.
Right.
It heats up. It invades our body. It actually penetrates our body, and it cannot be filtered out. This heat mechanism that's coming at us, as well as we're not breathing properly, as when we look at these machines. So therefore, it affects our central nervous system to develop into a central nervous system disorder. It has nothing to do with about being contagious. It's about what's introduced into our lives with these machines. The more people that use these machines less, probably are saying to themselves, like, you guys are just all messed up. The ones that use the machines a lot, especially the overweight people, or overweight people in general, because they put out the panic mode if you're overweight, out of shape, something's going to happen to you. Sure enough, you are convinced.
Well, they're electromagnetic devices. We're all electromagnetic beings, and the Earth is electromagnetic as well. It has its own electromagnetic field, so...
We're talking about radiation, right? Radiation.
Well, I think the amount of radiation, you know, just Google, how much radiation is a cell phone? You know, it's not like gamma radiation. It's not like, you know, an X-ray or like, you know, I mean, flying over the North Pole and then being exposed to radiation. You know, I mean, it's not causing, affecting non-homologous end junk, you know, I mean, as far as DNA breaks.
You gotta use middle-of-the-road terminology.
Well, no, that's the advantage of the technology, though, is you have Google. You can Google all this stuff and get the answer in, like, seconds, okay?
I get what you're saying. But realistically, what I'm trying to let you know is that the radiation's coming out of these machines, these devices. They heat up when we use them. Don't tell me that you can't feel the heat in your hand.
Yeah, no, my kids, like, my hands feel, he doesn't feel it as much. He can be on a device where my hand, like, I feel it, it hurts me. My kids, if they're on it for a while, you can tell, like, their head and their spinal column, like, it feels like a fever. Like, the rest of their body is not hot, but, like, their head and their spinal column is so hot. I'm like, you gotta stop with that. Like, it's, like,
and it's an addiction, that's my whole point. It's an addiction.
It's an addiction, yes.
It's an addiction. And because this is what's causing people to get sick. This is what's causing people, and like I said, from my research that I've done, the central nervous system is so key to our, that's connected to our brains and our spine. It's called a central nervous system disorder.
Disorders, okay?
Central nervous
system. If we Google that, we get like, what do we get for disorders? I think Alzheimer's one of them. Let me just Google up central nervous system disorders.
You gotta look at the symptoms of.
You know, in the listing to what we got online here, central nervous system.
Yeah, the symptoms.
Top three common: Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, Huntington's disease, and peripheral neuropathy.
Look at symptoms, though. Look at the symptoms of it.
So you're saying the cell phones are, technology is responsible?
Technology is responsible for our sickness. I predicted this back in 2002 when I started doing my research on rare earth metals. Rare earth metals are what I call this super highly monetary gain type of device where nobody wants to talk about it because there's so much money being made around it.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe people are being silenced who are doing the testing. Where's the reports on this? Or maybe nobody wants to.
Well, I did. You know, I posted something online about that. This. They don't have. That's the thing. It's like even with the 5G, like they don't. There's no test being done. That they have the people in front of like Congress. That they're like there is no test. Like that's the thing. And if you said, like you said, maybe they're being silenced. Maybe they've done the test.
Well, why can't we just publicly start something up that can test it? You know, I mean, if our agencies and our government cannot test everything, maybe instead of using our tax dollars to do this, maybe we need to participate in the private sector.
They are, in my opinion, they already know, the doctors already know that this occurs.
No, who is they? The doctors only
doctors,
read the
scientists. The scientists.
Well, the scientists
already know
that. Scientists are different than doctors.
The scientists already know. The scientists. And they are doctors. People
and
argue with,
the
like,
doctors.
Scientists
the doctors
are
doctors. One scientist will say it'll do this, and the other scientist says it'll do the exact opposite.
I know.
So the doctors say, I'm not going to waste my time reading this because one person's telling me one thing, the other person's telling
just
me the other
like
thing.
Just like smoking cigarettes. As we brought up earlier, they didn't outlaw smoking cigarettes until 1998. You mean to tell me that they didn't know up until 1998 that smoking, secondhand smoke, could cause
a
lot
of trouble? We're going to have a big cloud of smoke here.
All right,
where's my...
Get it smoking.
Let's see, where's my... there we go. Watch out, guys. This might be... We want to remove this from the picture because this... Picture
okay, we're going to get smoking. We're going to come back with one more segment. We're out here in a special episode of the Burrito Radio Show with Go Hard, Go Fast, and his beautiful lady, Kristen. You hear the sizzle? It's sizzling! All right.
The Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande, for entertainment purposes only. Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
This is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
Uh-oh, it's almost ready. We're back in Columbus, Ohio, a special edition of the Burrito Radio Show that's on the road. Let's talk about a little bit of politics outside of just the COVID, right? Now, in my opinion, depending on who wins will depend on what's going to happen in the future as far as, like, a lot of things. If Biden wins, I feel like we're going to keep this mask thing for like decades and decades and decades. If Trump wins...
Until they can get their vaccine, quote unquote.
Well,
vaccine,
I'm just saying, well, they're going to make it where you can't even go to a restaurant until you get the chip.
The ID, yep.
Which is a radio frequency chip into your skin to be able to go into a place for business.
No, I won't.
Right? This is what they're talking about.
Why don't they just use your cell phone? Most, you know, millennials won't leave go anywhere without their cell phone anyway.
Maybe, but it's a throwaway device compared to something being
inside your skin. I guess you can put it in a Faraday cage. If you put your phone in a Faraday cage.
Now, I haven't actually watched Bill Gates talk about... I know that he has this thing called ID 2020, and it's a real thing. It's not a conspiracy theory. He actually says that he thinks that people should have this identification certificate. Now, whether he acknowledges that that's going to be a microchip, I haven't not yet seen anything that come out of his mouth actually acknowledging that, but I know that that is what, like, the back door, you know, conspiracy crowd. I'm just going to call it conspiracy crowd. I'm not saying one way or another whether it's accurate or not, but I mean a conspiracy just of whether the accuracy can be verified is you know.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like they're going to try to, if Biden wins the election, eventually they're going to try to put some type of microchip that's radio frequency to follow everybody's movement, find out what they're like, how much they're worth, find out all information about them. And according to, like, the scriptures, it's the mark of the beast, right? Now, if Trump wins, not going to say that it's not going to happen too, but it's definitely a less likely chance to happen. I feel like the mask will probably go away, and there'll probably be some type of race war that follows it, unfortunately.
Why does that identify with a race war for you?
Well, because of the way people feel about Trump. Not because of the way I feel about Trump. I'm like bipartisan. I don't really
say neutral.
Yeah, I'm not like Trump is just another person, individual that doesn't affect my life or me.
Exactly.
But for other people, they're very what I call inducive to national politics when they should be more concerned about their local politics more than national. The only people that
are
concerned about national are high CEOs. People with money.
Yes.
And I agree with that.
And
yes.
When people burn down their property, all they're doing is putting more money into the system, so they're actually supporting the people that's suppressing them by burning down their properties.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by burning down their property?
If you have a riot, right?
And you, oh, and right. When you burn down whatever business is,
there's going to be a bunch of people who consider themselves white over here working, fixing it up, construction, engineering.
Right.
Nobody's getting money on the people of color side by doing this. It's all what I call like the fix. It's like supporting the suppressors. But this is like my opinion. Like I said, I don't know how you guys feel about the election. The election to me don't mean that much because, you know.
Right. Well, let's talk about why it shouldn't, right? Let's talk about why it shouldn't because, like you said, the people at the local level, they can still be influenced by the common man.
Yes.
They are less likely to be influenced by the corporate dollar at that stage.
Yes.
So why don't we try to like advocate for whoever's running for local offices and really pay more attention to that?
But at the federal level,
The federal level doesn't matter as much, I think, is all this changing to happen at the local level.
See, the problem is that what you don't have is more menial jobs that make money. So the last menial jobs, for example, working at McDonald's. So now let's say in California, you're like making like super buku money working at a fast food joint that makes you unhealthy, but not feeling guilty because you're like making more money than let's say somebody that's homeless for sure. Now, if you take a menial job, let's say a low construction worker or somebody that works at a school, like as a janitor, same thing, you're making a minimum wage, but now the price of everything goes up and it just makes it more difficult. I think we just need something to help build more roads for non-motorized vehicles in order to create more jobs.
Well, so you're sort of trying to say like have a Roosevelt like FDR thing where
correctamundo,
we just, you know, I mean, like go out and create all these new good paying jobs and, you know, I mean,
not just regular roads, but roads with domes here in places like Ohio.
Well, the infrastructure's collapsed, you know.
If you can build a dome city, why can't you build dome roads?
What's a dome road?
A road with a dome around it.
Well, that's a lot of upkeep, and I mean, I don't know.
I know, it's a lot of money.
Wait, why does Roy need a dome around it?
To protect itself from the weather.
Oh. Well, why don't we just try to...
The end of the road?
Yes.
Well, it's a...
But non-motorized vehicles.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So like bicycles.
In other words, yeah, they're not roads for cars.
I think we need to look to Europe because honestly, I think Europe has way more going on as far as things that don't require, you know, polluting transportation. They have, you know, it's way more popularized to ride your bike, to take public transport. Anything that's better for you and better for the environment, like they've done it, and it's kind of stupid that we don't, and it's because I think
the politics,
it's the way politics are set up in our country, you know, and there's the five whatever corporations that control you know, the agenda and pull the puppet strings.
Chris is pulling it out. She's pulling it out, y'all.
That's right.
I don't know
if Trump's the answer either. Like he's just as monetized, I think, as the rest of them. Like
One thing I can say about Trump is he seems pretty honest. He's not like a lot of these politicians that have hidden agendas. He'll just say things straightforward the way he is. Now the other guys, I don't know about that. They're probably more easily paid off. Trump already has enough money. He don't need to get paid off. That's my opinion on that. Whether you support him or not, or get, you know, I mean.
Can you fill this up?
The thing is about Trump to me is that he's supporting the same thing about monetary gain.
Well, I think everything should be incorporated. There should be like kind of like Yang said, like there should the whole economic capitalistic system needs reform. Okay. Like, there should be tax incentives for people that are doing, like, you were just talking about McDonald's. There should be tax incentives for McDonald's changing their menu to healthy options, okay? And they get a tax break by that. And if they can make money with that tax break, great. Same thing with the infrastructure. There should be an incentive for companies that develop infrastructure, like roads that last longer and, you know, I mean, can take the elements better.
Yeah, but that's
they should get a tax break for that.
When I leave here, I'm leaving soon. When I leave here, the weather's going to be like, all of a sudden, it's going to be whatever it is, right? What's the weather here like?
Cold.
Like, it's not that cold. It's not like...
Is it rain?
Duluth.
The fall's rain, you know, sometimes rainy, sometimes not. And then it's a cold winter. It's not super snowy.
It's like, not San Diego.
It's not San Diego.
But nowhere in this country is San Diego.
It'll get below zero. It'll be like, you know, it lingers around like 30.
So if you made what I call weatherproof roads, you could have menial jobs being created by the engineers who create these minimal domes, because we can have the technology to make domes. We have the technology actually to have this endless amount of energy to provide, right? We can have like actually commerce inside these domes. We have policing inside these domes. It would make so many more jobs if you just created a dome pathway with businesses.
Well, if not a dome pathway, you know, I mean, what if we just expand our, like, you know, bike paths? And, you know, I mean, I think we got to focus a lot of our attention on the areas that need help. The places with excessive violence, I think that's where we need to focus our attention.
But the excessive violence, they don't have any jobs that are menial.
Okay, well, why don't we create those jobs?
Menial jobs are so key to making the economy go. That's one of the reasons why the pedicab was so beneficial during this time period in the early 2000s, because of the changeover. Now that the pedicab have like all become this, like, you know, like A to B service, it's not about like, you know, who you are or what they care about, or let's have some fun, right? Now that, just like I read about China all of a sudden lost all this credibility about what they were doing with the rickshaws. Same thing's gonna happen with the pedicabs unless they do something different. Because menial jobs is what creates the economy.
Menial jobs create the economy?
Yeah, it what makes the economy flow like really hardcore. If you have menial jobs, people that can do something that's so simple that all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got a job.
I mean, my whole thing is...
Everybody can do that now. It's called the assembly line like Ford did. You know, I mean, you can do that with every job. You can, you know, I mean, make it to the point where, you know, where I would like to see society come is to use our technology so all of us don't have to work and we can focus our attention on the arts and other areas which machine learning and other things cannot do. But the problem is we need to get all our technological advancements out of the power of the corporate and the elite and the 1%, unfortunately, because or just have the 1% join our team, because eventually, if everything's keep going the way they are now, technologically speaking, there's going to be very few jobs for people.
Yeah, there are very few jobs. You know what I mean? That's why Andrew gets us all out.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you create these roads for non-motorized vehicles around the world, not just here in Ohio, you'll be able to create menial jobs of somebody just standing there saying, doing this or whatever. Road jobs, no different than what we passed today on Ohio. What's that, High Street?
Yeah.
Where they had a construction. Same thing, except for they're just doing construction on reconstructing the street. Eventually, that's going to be over. Trust me, these people are not trying to work hard and fast out there because they know they have to let it last.
They want to make that over money stretch,
so they can make it stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If you, like I said, if somebody steals my idea and goes make a lot of money with it, trust me, you'll have
I haven't looked extensively into the Green New Deal, but I believe that's the overreaching idea of the Green New Deal is just to create. It's kind of like the new era FDR.
If you create a dome city, many dome cities. I don't want that though. I don't want that. Many dome cities. I don't want that. But even if you created many dome cities, it would create jobs to build all of a sudden all these domes. But then people would be tripping like, man, we have a bunch of dome cities.
It's a lot of, it's going to cost money upkeep on that as well.
A lot of layers to all this, but.
Menial jobs is key to me. I mean,
that's right. People don't realize, though, how close we are with. He understands machine learning and he understands programming and machine learning, and they are so close. And this was what Andrew Yang's whole point was. He was in the sector. He was in the sector of. I don't know if you do. Did you know about Andrew Yang that much?
Yeah, he's a Chinese, right?
Yeah, well, he's Asian. I don't know if he was Chinese, but his whole point was he was an entrepreneur. He started a business that basically trained people and gave money to train them to be entrepreneurs, to create jobs, and he was all about job creation. And he realized as he was doing this for these last however many years, he's like. Machine learning and technology is basically starting to take away these jobs, especially the menial jobs.
Artificial intelligence.
Yes. And so his thing was
it's neural networks, right now where artificial intelligence is at is it can do one task and one task only. It hasn't gotten to the point beyond that, but eventually it may. I don't know. When,
But,
yeah. That even makes what I'm saying even more important to create something for somebody to have, we can create all these, different roads for, bicycles, segways, whatever, anything that is not motorized, golf carts, and they create commerce within these roads. Apparently,
what's the carbon footprint on that? What's that going to cost to the earth?
The only thing, though, is if you put everything in a bubble.
The earth is already, going through,
I think we got to look at the materials and everything, the carbon footprint that creating something like that. I think we almost got to go do things that are going to be the least amount of carbon footprint on this planet at this particular time.
Yeah, you have to think too, if you start putting bubbles around everything, it's going to create these areas of entrapment where, wildlife can go across a bagpipe right now. They can't go across a bubble path.
Well, can I say this? It has to be technically sound. Right, technically smart, no different than building subways. When they came out with the subways, they had a path, they had a plan, they had all of a sudden, next thing you know, bam, they had a subway, right, with tunnels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say I have all the answers, but this is a way where you create menial jobs because there's so much construction in building roads for non-motorized vehicles. Just for non-motorized vehicles. It could be an elevated road up above, right? Or no different than a sky cam and whatever,
I think what we need to do is we need to start taking some of the infrastructure that's already there, some of the roads, some of the streets, okay? And just converting them over to bike paths, okay? It's already there. We have to be careful though to make sure that people can still access those homes. Or, I don't want to say eminent domain because we don't want these poor people to be out of a house. But maybe some people will offer to, for this. Or maybe some of these streets are big enough where we could have both and we can downsize and there's not enough traffic. You know what I mean? Or maybe we can take some of these two-lane roads and cut them in half, you know what I mean? And that will cause more traffic, but by causing more traffic, it'll make people take their bikes more, which will be better for the earth. They'll make them, instead of want to take their car, they'll want to take their bike or take their scooter or take their whatever.
No, the problem, that goes back to politics again, because the problem is that enough people don't realize that there's any sort of impact on the earth. And that's the only downside of Trump that I really see right now. There's other downsides to Trump, but I agree with you on the whole, like, Democrat mask wearing, let's, you know, pushing this vaccine agenda, let's ID everybody, and you know, push this sort of, like, microchip society.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Where I feel like he's gonna, I feel like he might, I feel like the, that would be, he would yeah. be the answer away from that. But, like,
maybe temporarily, though. That's what
maybe
I'm trying
temporarily,
to say.
Yeah. But he doesn't think that there's a problem raping the environment. He's pulling back the protections on our national protected lands. You know, he's rolling back the EPA protections on water and allowing corporations to making it easier for them to pollute. And that's, you know, a big problem that I think is really a political agenda in this country.
One of my concerns, though, is that in order, the problem is there's no, we really need to get on the same page and have some treaties with these other countries, because it's not fair to another country. It's going to affect its economic health if one country is able to get away with all these, environmental concerns and the other's not.
New world order.
Well, because it's cheaper. I'm not saying new world order. But, you know, maybe just a treaty. I'm not saying one government or one this. But there needs, you know, like the nuclear arms agreements and stuff like that, but on an environmental level.
Well, they tried to do
that. But the problem is it's going to economically affect, you know, like, for example, with less economic or, you know, environmental regulations, you can make more money. Okay? It's going to cost more money if you're doing the right thing.
Right.
Unless these governments somehow get compensated that so you can make more money, you know, I mean, it's not going to change.
On that note, we want to thank Kristen, his lovely wife, Go Hard, Go Fast, doing it. But real quick, before we take off, what's your prediction of who takes Ohio? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump takes Ohio.
You know, just take a drive through Ohio. It's obvious.
What about Michigan?
Michigan, that's probably Trump.
We got a couple prediction handicappers out here, folks.
California is probably going to be, you know who.
Well, yeah, it's going to
be Biden.
It's going to be Biden. There's some obvious ones out there, but we're not going to worry about the purple states or the right now. It's too early to call. We're still in summertime action. We're out here in Columbus, Ohio. I want to thank my guests, Kristen, the beautiful woman of Go Hard, Go Fast. We're, like I said, it was a wonderful interview today. I hope you had a great time. This is 2B1 Energy. We'll check you next time on the Burrito Radio Show.